It's my pleasure to welcome Brendan Potter, who handles the media and publicity for dentistry at Arnprior. And I think that's a great job. So give us maybe some personal background information that situates your interest in health and wellness and how it came to be.
As you kind of alluded, my professional training isn't exactly in healthcare. I was originally formally trained in advertising and marketing communications, but I was tempted to go into healthcare just because it seems like such a booming industry. And once I got in, and I quickly found out that it's just one of those industries that you can work in that just has such a feel-good factor to it.
No, dentistry at Arnprior must have a business philosophy that promotes and maintains personal health as an aspect of what they do.
Informally, I think it's just to make little completable changes in your life, repetition and creating a routine. And we just believe in empowering our patients because they might only come and see us twice a year, but for the rest of the year, they're taking care of their own smile. So if we can empower them to take care of themselves, it takes a lot of burden off us, and we see benefits come out of it as well for them. And even just one or two small changes in our morning or midnight routine can make a massive change in someone's life. At Dentistry at Arnprior, we strive to be an all-in-one dental clinic by offering as much as we can do in-house. This saves people rides to the city or paying specialist fees. So by offering what we can in-house, we save them these drives to the city, gas money, traffic jams, and they don't have to pay these specialist fees. So we try to offer as much as we physically can at the office. And this includes everything from extractions to root canals to dentures and dental implants. But it doesn't just stop at what we do surgically for patients. We actually offer a plethora of other services that are preventative, restorative, and cosmetic in nature as well.
One thing that I've learned at my advanced age, that good dental health is important in the wider sense of physical well-being, because the plaque that collects on teeth is also the plaque that attacks the heart.
That's absolutely correct. And I think that it's becoming more widely accepted that there is a systemic health and that we have to start looking at our bodies as a whole unit rather than just targeting specific areas. And like you just said, plaque being related to situations like brain-related issues and heart-related issues, it's becoming more well-known. But in addition to that, too, the healthcare that we're able to provide at our office not only stops those benefits, but it also is a psychological factor as well, meaning that sometimes people come in and we're able to totally transform their smile, and it absolutely changes them in a person. Their mood changes, their mental health dissipates, it gets so much better. And just these little changes that we're able to make affects not only physical things like the heart, the brain, but actually like the mind and the person's demeanor as well.
So the last one is, anything else about individual or collective health and wellness that's important to include? I know that you guys do an annual day at each of your locations to help with public health and wellness, and I would say that's one thing you could comment on, but anything else you'd like to add?
This is more of just a personal thing. I just wanted to mention how important it was for people to take the right steps to improve their health. It's super important to do that, but just as important as it is for people like us to take the right steps, it's important to advocate for yourself and seek out our great community healthcare providers, whether it's a dentist, a personal trainer, a therapist, or support worker, or any other kind of healthcare provider. And we're fortunate enough in town to have a good roster of these professionals available.
I'd like to thank you for taking the time to come in and share these thoughts with our listeners.
Thank you very much, Rick. Thanks for having me.